news update, but before then, let's talk a bit about mining innovation. Could seem like a dry topic, but for many parts of the West and Northwest, it's an important discussion to have, especially when things are going so tough. Mines have to think of new ways to do things better. But it's said that it takes miners about 15 years to adopt new technology. Creative thinkers like Elon Musk are starting to challenge that by shifting away from ideas that create incremental change to things that improve productivity by 1,000%. David Claughton from the ABC met up with Ewan Sellers from the CSIRO, Steve Burgess from Centennial Coal, and Professor Paul Lever from research company Mining 3 at a conference in Sydney recently to talk about the future of mining. And he started by asking why miners have been so slow to change in the past.
We're a traditional industry. We invest huge amounts of money in ideas, and so changing those ideas often are very expensive, and so that's also one of the drivers that prevents us from change. We're also in a very complex dynamic environment, which also means that every change has a risk associated with it. So I think across the marketplace there are much more dynamic companies and less dynamic companies, but large companies are typically harder to move.
Yes, so. And we experienced that at the ABC too.
Yes.
And Steve Burgess, you've been working on a project that only took 2 to 3 years, but it was that thing of integrating your mines digitally and taking advantage of all that data that is flowing off sensors on the mine site. What was that project?
So that's a project of connecting mine sites together for the purpose of data mining and tying together process and process control. So that's a project collaborating between our own operational technology teams, IT teams, Telstra, Endor Systems, to deliver a connected environment.
And that was partly developed by a small company in Newcastle.
That's right. So, very proud of the achievements of both the internal Centennial teams and collaborating with a business known as Endor Systems in Newcastle, which has helped us to access both the Telstra and fibre optic systems through to a data centre in Newcastle, and then funneling all of that information back, taking advantage of the data and looking for opportunities within the way we do things in our processes, looking for opportunities with the providers of the machinery to improve their products.
So that was about seeing everything in one remote control room. Does that mean more automation?
It certainly means the opportunity for more automation. So within our underground coal business in New South Wales today, we have semi-automated longwall miners and we have semi-automated continuous miners driving roadways. We're seeing results that we've never seen, you know, before. We see people able to be positioned in better locations, out of dusty environments, in safer environments. We see productivity outcomes. We're seeing the tonnes produced from our 5 operating mines. They're a similar amount of tonnes that we used to produce when we had 11 operating mines.
Dr. Ewan Sellers, you were talking about some of the next generation of problems that are likely to evolve, and there is this enormous interest, isn't there, in lithium and zinc and blockchains. Just talk a little bit about, you know, what's coming.
I think it's new minerals. We're not really sure what's coming necessarily, because often they're coming from new places. So the way that they're going to be mined is going to be different. Some of the consequences of those mines are going to be different as well. And I think we're going to be looking at the rare earth kind of minerals, and then to see what's happening in space and under the sea as well.
Yes. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think it's very interesting. Obviously, one of the first companies is run by the Luxembourg government, actually.
Paul Lever, Mining 3, are you involved in any of those frontiers, you know, offshore or space?
Absolutely. You know, we're drawing capabilities from the space industry, so looking at how technologies within the space industry can be utilized in mining to bring innovation into mining. But more importantly, the space industry is looking to mining to say, well, if we're going out into that environment and we're going to acquire resources, we probably need to know something about resource industries.
You were talking, Dr. Sellers, about that was, I think, your thing, wasn't it, the Elon Musk thing, but some of the technology that enabled miners to potentially in their future pump concentrates from underground instead of actually conveying them up.
That's something that we're really looking at, changing the way that mining is done. Instead of doing the explosives and breaking that rock, and then extracting that rock, taking that all up on shafts in bucket by bucket to deal with that underground. Sometimes not to actually even move it out of those excavations so that it creates, maintains the stability of those excavations. And then to be able to use sensors and sorting to identify where the real minerals are that you're looking for, to be able to have smaller machines that are processing that underground in line with the cutting machines, for example, and so that you've only really got a smaller amount of material that's coming out of that mine, which may be then pumped out as a solution.
And Paul Lever, Mining 3, what do you see your company looking like in, say, 15 years?
Well, hopefully we'll still be, Mining 3 is probably one of the world's largest mining research entities and very well connected with major mining companies, mid-tiers, suppliers, and we'd like to grow that. But I think what we want to do is be an agent for change. We're using, in most ways, the same types of practices that we've deployed. We've made underground mining more mechanized, more automated. We've applied some things to it. We've made surface mines bigger, larger trucks, etc. But we need some time to fundamentally look at that process and think about mining in a completely different way.
You talked about the right to mines being maybe the biggest challenge.
Well, and I think some of the biggest connectors in that are going to be the fact that we can't create mines of the future that create large holes in the ground with tailings dams, can't create big disruptions of groundwater, can't do all those things that we've done because we've driven the processes we have today to be more productive, more cost effective without bringing all those aspects in. And so we end up creating these big entities and then trying to justify why they're sustainable, friendly, etc., etc. And I think we need to spend some time thinking about fundamentally can we change what it looks like, and that's where Ewan was talking about the 10 times factor. Because when you say to somebody, well, I'm going to improve the output or the productivity or the cost effectiveness of something by 50%, it takes you down one path. But if you say I'm going to change it by 10 times, it means you have to reframe the question completely. And when you start doing that, you actually find out there's a whole lot of stuff that is very available and effective for doing those things. It's just you have to take your mind completely out of the frame of what you're looking at now and going to something new. Now, that creates a huge disturbance within the mining industry to get companies that are making money and have built businesses around what they do to say, well, I'm going to think about it in a completely different way.
Steve Burgess, it's all very fine rhetoric, isn't it? But like when you're actually trying to get minerals out of the ground at a cost-effective rate, you know, what's your sense of where to go with that idea?
Yeah, look, Centennial Coal is very much a proud part of a broader global mining and energy company. We seek the balance between the coal mining component of our business as well as the generation component of our business. Combined with, we have solar farms and we're into the East Coast USA gas business as well. So our business at large is an energy business. The Centennial Coal component at this point in time is the coal mining underground, minimising impact in every way that we can. Operational effectiveness is where it's at for us. Achieving the best we can with the technologies available and the people skills. And it really comes down to having the people and the culture to run the course with us.
That's Steve Burgess from Centennial Coal speaking with David Claughton from the Queensland Country Hour. You also heard Ewan Sellers from the CSIRO and Professor Paul Lever from Research Mining Company Mining 3. You're listening to ABC